mentioned that when this was heard in London, that they said they had gone over the hump in their time. On the other side, it's hard. It's going to be a difficult thing for us to try to struggle and find what we are all striving for. But prayer has a lot of prayers that are said to have a lot of wisdom. Those of us that learned it when we were young, have it a little easier. It was difficult for us at that time when we were growing up, because we were told not to speak the English language. Those that were told not to speak the English language, the Eskimo language, them days, is beginning to survive, because the things that we are striving for right now is the native language in our culture. Another one that was mentioned in our group was from the coastal region. The coastal region was those that talked about the alcohol and drug problems. Because in the olden days, there was no alcohol and there was no drugs, and problems like we have today did not exist. Today it's just like a storm with alcohol and drug problems, because of the way the children are involved in it and the way that they don't listen to the elders or their parents anymore. The world that we live today is just like living in a storm, because of many things that are involved. It's difficult. They don't even know how to hunt. They don't know how to do things. Those that do know how, learn how, are doing their hunting only in the fall and springtime, whereas in the past, many of that used to be done year-round. Another thing that was mentioned was how a mother and a father raised their children, not speaking the native language to them. Story was told of when they used to go out hunting, and things used to be different when they would be able to speak the native language fluently. Today it's not the same, because many people don't go out like, and there's no family unity like there used to be in the olden days. A lot of them don't know how to do any sewing. A lot of them don't know how to do any hunting. A lot of that is being lost, and very fast.
Mm-hmm.
another thing that is being noticed, even in the church, was the small children, of how they don't even listen to their parents in the church anymore. They would rather take over their parents even in the church. All of us know in the olden days times were difficult, but life was a lot happier for all of us. And because in the olden days you had more time to think, you could get spiritual help. Things that are told today of how things used to be in the old days is the truth. Even those that taught in those days, they would listen in schools. And in the churches. The things that we learn. Are very valuable. What little there was left. What little there is to learn is very valuable. All of us are in a stage where we need to teach the younger generation. In the olden days, they had the qaryas where they used to teach everything. All of the qarya was in the center of the community. That's where everyone used to learn everything. That's where discipline and everything else was taken care of in those days. Children were taught, and both father and mother helped each other, and the parents helped each other out. Those are some of the things that a lot of us have lost, but is trying to revive now. The council house in days where all the everything was taken care of. Bilingualism, that thing that was discussed. He feels that if bilingual is going to be taught in school and it was separate from the regular classroom, it would be a lot easier for the children to learn instead of having it in the same in the schools. He feels that it would be easier for all the kids to pick it up outside of the school. In a separate classroom is what he's talking about. Rachel that's speaking and giving their wrap up and talking about the land, the native allotment that they got, and was told that Lena Salas mentioned about a piece about a native allotment that her husband had talked to her about before he died, where he mentioned to her that of all the children that they have, that the native allotment should be passed on only to the one that would really take care of the land and would stay on the land, passed on to someone, to one of the children that would not sell it, because that was the only land that they would have. Rachel Grant growing up in the native and learning the native culture. She's thankful for the way that she has grown up, because now it's becoming useful. We can't have the kids learn it only in the school. It's got to be taught in the home and everywhere, in the playgrounds and everywhere else. The knowledge and the wisdom that our elders had in those days was very, very strong. We have it's still left, and this is why they are fighting so hard and working so hard to keep it before it dies out completely. Work is very, very hard for us right now, but it'll be easier for the younger generation. The only way we can get this work done is by all working together. The ones that haven't been giving reports on how the leadership was asking for advice.
Thank you. to try to take care of our people and look after our problems and our children, then you might as well give up, because we can't do it. I'm telling you that. And even if I leave and you hire somebody smarter than me to try to do my job, I'll bet you anything you want that they're going to fail to. That's not enough. We have to have our people willing to accept help. And the only people that can turn them around, change them, are you. You're the only ones that can do that. We have to be willing to do that. Not separated, new people here, new people there. You older people are going to have to pull us together. You have to work together. Every village, through all the villages, the whole region. You're the only one that everybody will listen to. I listen to you. If you say today, or if anybody tells me today, young people, other people tell me today that I'm doing a bad job, I won't quit. Say, what do they know? I won't quit. But if you older people got together and you said, I'm doing a bad job, I should quit my job, I'd do it right now. That's how much respect I have for you. And I think most of the young people like me, we all feel that way. You're the only ones, you're those of you that are old enough, you're the only ones that are our leaders. Even the NANA board, we have some pretty good people on the NANA board. One of you six of the board members come to me and says, you're doing a bad job, quick. I don't want to listen to them. I'm going to say, how come they think you know more than me? It would take the whole board agreeing that I wasn't doing a good job before I'll quit. But with you, you people, it's different. I'll listen to you. Because that's how I grew up. I still remember that. Most of our kids do. So the next step is going to have to be yours. And you're going to have to help. And that's get organized. You have to get organized. You come together in your own villages and through people from the villages come together in the region. You tell us how to do things. And we'll try to protect you from those who don't listen to you. We'll try to help you. When you say something needs to be done, somebody like me and others like me will figure out how to do it. But we've got to have your support. You have to build that spirit inside of our own people. Because you're the ones that have it the strongest right now. So that has to be done. Sure, there's lots of ways that we have to think about what's the best way to do it. There are other ways of doing it. I could think of easier ways where I would have maybe more to say to people like me. But what's going to happen is because we're not old enough, wise enough, we still think about ourselves, we're going to make mistakes. We're trying to use it for our own good, not for the good of all of our people. So we can't have that. Elders have to maintain the strength. You have to maintain your strength away from the younger people. We don't want you to tell us exactly how to do our job. We just want you to tell us how to do it good, so it's for the good of our people. So we won't do it from our own greed. And that's where I think we've got to go next. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you have to carry it from here. And we'll do the started and get going. We don't want you to take over on the councils. We don't want you to take over on the boards. We don't want you to take over jobs that I've got. That's not where you fit in. That's not your job. You've got a more important job, and that's to tell us the good things that we have to do and tell us when we're doing wrong. That's what you have to do. And we will be ready to listen to you, and if we don't listen, we'll be ready to step aside and let somebody else take over. But it has, the strength of our people has to come from you. It can't come from young people like us. We're mixed up. We don't know what's good. We need your strength, your guidance, your leadership. And then we'll do all the work. We've got to get that across to our people. The only thing missing here in this region is leadership from you people and the older people. That's all that's missing. Without that, nothing will work. But if you take the leadership, we'll help you get organized. Then I think we can solve the problem.
He's adding other things.
Thank you.